I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR. Wildlife Resources Report. The West Virginia Division of Natural Resources stocks a considerable number of rivers and lakes statewide with trout, and they do it with a limited amount of resources. We'll talk about the logistics of getting that done coming up. Every day from now until June, personnel from the DNR's trout hatcheries are busy not just putting trout into your favorite fishing stream, but figuring out how to do it efficiently and effectively. Jim Hedrick is manager of hatchery programs and oversees a lot of that planning.
A lot of folks don't realize the complexity of it. You know, when you're an angler out on the stream or you see a stocking truck go by, it seems pretty simple to go out and just throw fish in the water. But what a lot of anglers don't really realize is the complexity really involved in trying to get all those schedules to work.
A lot of times, location and available people are a key component to putting it all together.
We have numerous trucks at each facility. Now, every truck, you know, doesn't go out every day. Depending on the stream or lake they're stocking, we use a truck that's appropriate size to haul the number of fish we need to haul for that event. And in order to have, you know, sometimes good guys go by themselves. We would rather, you know, when all possible, it kind of be a team effort for safety reasons. But, you know, we can only sit in as many trucks as we have staff. So if it's short run, sometimes they get back and make a second run. So there can be three or four runs a day from each facility.
And then there are some marathon runs for each hatchery as well.
You know, if it's close by, then usually the closest hatchery, you know, picks that water up. However, we do have a lot of stocking locations, you know, in the far northern panhandle and the far western part of the state, and there's no hatchery there at all. So what we've done is we've divided up those long runs between the different hatcheries so that one hatchery is not designated to make all the long trips.
And there's always a consideration of which truck you take.
Runs that schedule a lot is you know, what's available and close by, as well as how many pounds can fit on the truck to do that. And, of course, the truck has to be, you know, kind of tailored to the type of water you're stocking. If you're stocking a lake and you're backing down a concrete ramp, you don't necessarily need a four-wheel drive truck. If you're going, you know, back in the backwoods and there's snow on the road in the cranberry, that's a different story.
You probably didn't realize it, but there's a lot of logistical planning that goes into making sure your favorite stream is stocked with trout. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.